Now, if our president was a Christian, a real Christian, he would be fighting, doing everything he could to stop abortion, because our God, I don't care what you believe, God says, I hate those that shed innocent blood. If God said he hates those that shed innocent blood, then all the thousands of babies we've killed in our life, and since I've seen this thing come to be back in about the 60s or 70s, millions of children have died just in the United States of America. That's why we're suffering what we're suffering today. That's why the judgment is coming up on this world, because we have killed so many children. I mean, millions of them, millions of 4,000 babies a day are torn apart in their mother's womb because of abortion. I hate it. You know, I'll do anything I can do to stop it. All I know to do is preach against it and tell people what God says and what he doesn't, because I'm just one man. But if I was in a position of power and authority, they might impeach me tomorrow, because if they put me in the president of the United States tomorrow, I guarantee I would, the first thing I would do would come on national television and say, I want you to know I'm a born-again, spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-filled son of the living God, and there's only one God. It's God the Father and his son, Jesus Christ. And as long as I'm in office, I'm going to do everything according to God's word to stop everything that's against his word. And it might not be long that somebody would kill me or they'd throw me out, but I will guarantee one thing, there ain't nobody could put me out of office till God was ready for me to leave office. And that's what he's doing today. He's doing the same thing. But I want you to look at these things. He said, be not conformed to this world. That's what's wrong with us today. I mean, we go home and we watch hours of television. Hours. We go out and we read magazines. We read newspapers. We read things of this world. And you may say, well, when's the last time you opened your Bible? Well, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. Maybe last week. You know, I know men in church that never don't read the Bible at all. And then they wonder why they're sick. They wonder why they're sick. Because they're not obeying God's word. Now then, let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 through 9 in the Old Covenant. I want to show you a command that God gave Joshua whenever, after Moses died, and he put Joshua in verse 7. He says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that you mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever you go. Verse 8. This book of the law, we're talking about the Bible now, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein a few minutes every week. Is that not what it said? Meditate how? You shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Now then, if you don't meditate on this book, how are you going to know what God likes and what God doesn't like? Well, you're going to say, you know, but, you know, God, he's a good, loving God. You know, he's understanding. You know, he won't mind if I do a little bit of sin. I mean, a little bit of pornography would be okay. You don't think so? A little bit of foul language would be okay. I mean, so where did we get all this? We go to church. I mean, yeah, we go to church. That's like the other day when we were in Norway. The last lady that waited till the end to come up for prayer. She said, Pastor, I disagree with some of the things you teach. And I said, well, like what? She said, when you were teaching on wives, you have to submit to your husband. She said, I don't agree with that. I said, well, ma'am, you don't agree with me. That's not, I didn't write the book. I said, God wrote the book. She said, you know, that couldn't be true. I go to a big church here in Norway, and the pastor has never, ever, ever preached that wives have to obey their husbands. I said, well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but you know, if you don't hear God's word, you're not going to submit. And I said, that's going to make you sick. I said, it's going to bring sickness and disease not only to you, but it's going to bring it to your children. I said, when you don't submit to your husband, when you don't obey God's word, it's going to bring sickness and disease. I said, it may take a few years, but it will bring sickness and disease to you and your children. I said, because God said it would. She said, "I just don't believe that." I said, "Here's a lady sitting right here. This little girl's name's Amanda. This woman is a grandmother." I said, "You see her?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Amanda, let me ask you a question. Were you a churchgoer?" "Oh, yeah, Mr. Scrivener. I went to church all my life." I said, "Until I was here last year. Had you ever heard that if you don't love yourself, it will make you sick?" She said, "I had never heard that in my life." I said, "You ever heard a preacher say, love God with all your heart?" "Oh, yeah, yeah." "And then love your neighbor as yourself?" "Yeah, I'd heard that." You know, that's a commandment from God. We, all of us, men and women, we are to put God first and love Him with all of our heart. That's what He's trying to tell us to do here. We're to meditate on His Word how often? Day and night. That we may learn what God likes and what He doesn't like so we can obey. But I said, this little girl here, she, when I came here last year, she had all kinds of problems. She had heart problems. She had lung problems. I said, this girl had so many problems. I said, she couldn't walk from here to the back of this room without being out of breath. I said, she had no idea that because she didn't love herself, that had opened the door for the enemy to make her sick. But I said, when she heard me teach it, she went home that night, repented of her sin of not loving herself. Now, she'd never heard it. She'd been in church all of her life. But she didn't realize that when God says, I command you to love me with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself, if she doesn't love herself, she's breaking God's rules. His spiritual laws have been broken. And so over the years, it brought all these sickness and disease into this little girl's life. I said, she went home that night after I taught it on television. She got before a mirror and said, God, I am so sorry that I didn't know that I had to love myself. Lord, I have not loved myself. I didn't like myself the way I was. But after Pastor Thurman told us about how we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God made us just like He wants us, and we're to love ourselves because He has a plan for us just like we are. It doesn't make any difference. God is the one that made us. He's the one that made you just like you are. So, Lord, I repent for not loving myself. I will love myself from this day forth. I want to look in that mirror and say, Lord, I look at that beautiful girl in there. I may not be beautiful to me, but to you, I know you fearfully made me, and I know that I'm just exactly like you wanted me. So, Lord, I repent, and I will love that girl in the mirror with all my heart as long as I live in the name of Jesus. And the Lord spoke to her and said, Amanda, now that you've obeyed me, I'm going to heal you. And Amanda was instantly, totally, completely healed of everything. I said, now, Amanda, before I came here, you're already a great grandmother. And I said, you'd never heard that, had you? She said, I'd never heard it in my life. I said, did it work? She said, it worked. I've been healed for a year now, and I'm walking in love. I said, young lady, just because you've never heard a preacher preach from the pulpit that you have to submit to your husband, that doesn't mean it's not in God's Word. So before you come and condemn me, you need to go home and start opening the Bible. You need to read all the places that God says, wives, you must submit to your husbands in all things. I said, there's a lot of things in this book. It's written, but we just go by what we think. You know, I mean, I've had women come up and tell me. I mean, in fact, the Scripture, I want to go even further than that. I want to take you to 1 Peter 3, and I want to show you. In 1 Peter 3, we start off verse 1. I want to show you some things down through here. At some of, in King James, use a King James, 1 Peter 3, verse 1. And let's see, there may be a couple of things down here that some of you ladies may know, but some of you may have never heard this before. But look what this says, 1 Peter 3, verse 1. Likewise, you wives, now who's he talking to? The wife. Are you a wife? Okay. Likewise, you wives, in other words, God talking to you here. He's got something to say about us guys too now. Don't worry about that, guys. He definitely got something to say about us. But likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wife. In other words, that sweet, gentle, quiet, spirited woman is what God loves. Now then, it says, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Let's see what verse 3 and 4 says. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden woman. I'll put woman there because that's what he's talking about. But let it be the hidden woman of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit which is in the sight of God of great price. Let me just stop right there for a second. And let me ask you this question. The last time you and your husband had a knockdown drag out. Now, I realize that nobody but me and Cheryl ever has those. We try not to have those, that's for sure. But I know that there is times when people have what I call a knockdown drag out. Let's say your husband come in today and he's had a bad day. I mean, let's just say that you don't have a clue what went on at work, but I mean, he was raked over the coals for something he was supposed to have done, or maybe put his heart out trying to get it done, but his boss wasn't happy, and he read him the riot act. Have any of you guys ever been through anything like that in your life? Yes, we've all been through that. We have put our heart out trying to get done what our superiors wanted us to get done. And it was just bigger than we could get done in a day or two or a week, whatever it was. And so thinking at the end of the week we're going to please these guys, he comes in and he's chews you out. And so you go home and you're already upset. You go home and you're coming in upset and your wife wants to do something and you're still living back at work. And so all of a sudden you're all upset. And so you start hollering at her, raising your voice at her. And then what does most women do? They retaliate. That's exactly right. Most women retaliate. Does that line up with the Word? What did the Word tell you you're supposed to do when your husband's all out of sorts and screaming and hollering at you? Love. Just love him. My, you, are you some kind of a crazy woman or what? But that's what he says, isn't it, Lisa? Now, is that hard to do? Yeah, it's hard to do because we're human beings. We are men and women, and it's so much easier to retaliate instead of saying, yes, I understand, honey. You know, when he's all upset and scream, well, maybe he's not screaming, but he's definitely raising his voice. And you don't have a clue where he's coming from. You don't understand. He really doesn't understand. But he's really not mad at you, but he's taking it out on you. And now, any of you women ever had your husband take it out on you when it wasn't your problem? Hey, if you're alive and well, yes, you've done that. We've all done that. But what does God tell us to do if you're the wife and your husband's all blowed out? You're to have that, let be the hidden woman of the heart, which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, As He Thinks in His Heart, So Is He, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.